Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday said tomorrow. So just do it! Face your dreams! I'm true.
Hello, and welcome to Screen Tones, where we talk anything and everything webcomics. Today, we're going to be talking about getting started with making your webcomic. I'm Delphina, I use she, her pronouns, and I make the webcomic Sombulus.
And I'm Rennie, I use she, they pronouns, and I make the webcomic Aetherstar.
And I'm Miranda, I use she, her pronouns, and I make the webcomic Into the Swell.
All right. Now, whether it's your first and only webcomic or one of many that you're planning, preparing to launch a new comic can take a lot of thought. You'll be thinking about the organizational aspects, which is getting your art and story plans ready, and the technical aspects, which includes the hosting, something that works for the scope of your comic, and maybe also the timing and how you get the word out marketing-wise. Now, we've actually already talked about this way back in 2021, and there's so many episodes we've recorded since then, deep diving into all of these topics, but the field shifted a little bit, and we thought it would be good to take a fresher look in 2025. As we said then, these are going to be basics to get you started, and there's all kinds of other episodes that you'd explore. But yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's dive right in. So how do you even know that webcomics are right for you? What are all the pros and cons for like that as a medium? Let's start with you, Rennie.
So I know with comics, there's two real like tracks you could go with either webcomics or traditional comics. So where with traditional comics, you have you make your thing, you go to a publisher, you shop it around, and you eventually get it published and printed for you. Where the big thing that you have to do is make the thing. You'll probably have contracts to deal with. You would have different deadlines that you would have to follow and requirements to in order to get it printed. But generally speaking, that's what your role would be. With webcomics, you have a lot more freedom with what you can do with the medium, what you can do with the plot, the story, but you have to do a lot more of the legwork yourself. You have to get yourself out there. You have to host the comic, design the site and all the assets, make the comic and shop it around. And then if you wanted to go and sell it as a print form, you have to then do the post-processing, the publishing and all that yourself. Which is a big challenge, but it's very rewarding when you get to the end of it. So the big thing for webcomics is that freedom of, you know, say I want to tell a story that Blurbo goes to Mars, but Blurbo goes to Mars isn't really hitting the demographics or hitting the algorithm. So you're going to have a little bit of a wait in the traditional comics publishing in order to see if someone's interested. Whereas webcomics, you can make Blurbo Goes to Mars right now and make it how you want it without anyone really telling you how to do it. So,
but what if the Blurbo has to go to Jupiter? I think the market says that Jupiter is more popular than Mars. So can we change it to that?
I don't know. I think Mars is underrated.
Which is why really, it's not a marketing thing.
Yeah. But that's exactly it. It's, you know, you can sometimes with a lot of traditionally published comics, you know, you have sort of the big two of Marvel and DC, and you have all the other, you know, smaller publishing houses. But in a lot of their works, even the works that sort of push the envelope, you can still see the hand of the editor in there and the hand of the publisher in there saying, okay, well, this isn't going to fly with, you know, the general public, or this will, or we think this is more marketable. My favorite example of that in traditional comics was pushing it with Saga, where they kept trying to push, you know, push the envelope with Image comics and all that, but they had to sort of push really hard for what they wanted. Whereas, you know, webcomics, you can just do it and you have a direct connection with your audience. Mm-hmm. Without that separation.
I do really like that direct connection. I feel like for me, I came from more of a writing prose background before I jumped into webcomics. So when I'm debating if webcomics are right for me, that's what I'm comparing. Less of a traditional comic versus web, and more of a, do I want to write this into a novel or do I want to make it a webcomic? And I feel like since I started my webcomic journey years ago, I found that I tend to visualize stories a lot more than I used to. And I start coming up with scenes and I start like seeing exactly how I want it to happen on paper. And so, or in this case on the web, because that's what we're talking about. And when I am debating like, okay, do I want to write this or do I want to draw it? It comes down to, I want to be able to literally show what I'm picturing in my head. And I don't want to sit and have to describe it in multiple paragraphs. Like it's, and it's weird for me that I've started thinking that way because I was such a like writer focused brain back in the day. And I'm like, I don't want to write this out. This is going to take forever to write out. I could just draw the scene and people will see exactly what is in my head. When I'm planning, if I want to make the story a webcomic, like that's what seals the deal for me is I'm like, I have this vision and I want to bring it to life and have others see it the way that I see it. So I opt for webcomics. And I love that you can visually bring things to life like that. And I love the designing of characters. And granted, a lot of these things overlap between writing and like the art of webcomics. But it's, I like the end result that webcomics give me. I like using panel designs and layouts to kind of emphasize things and using the lettering to make sound effects and make the characters sound like they're sarcastic or whatever by using the lettering and making it a visual thing. The cons is it takes a lot longer for me because I feel I'm a better writer than artist, so I can come up with the ideas faster than I can draw them. But I think the journey is a bit more rewarding to me. And another pro is that you don't have to have a completely finished story to start sharing it. Webcomics are like a very long process. You're releasing one page, one chapter, etc. at a time. And you don't have to have it completely finished to start that process. You can start sharing as soon as you want. And we'll talk about that later. But it's for someone like me who's like, oh, I just want to get this out into the world. I need to share it. It's really good that you can just let it go before you have a finished and before you find a publisher, before anything like that. Like you can just let it fly as soon as it's ready.
I really like that balance that because for me, I'm kind of both ways with like, it's really nice that I can achieve what I can do with a small team or no team to bring my writing to life. And I don't necessarily need a publisher or a team or like an animation sort of thing. I feel like a lot of people also are thinking about, oh, I want to make an animated series of my thing. And like, boy, howdy, that's a long road. Best of luck to you. I could not do that. But webcomics feel achievable to me. Obviously much more intense than writing, to Miranda's point, but yeah, I feel like that's like the nice middle ground, right?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
wholeheartedly.
But yeah, and we definitely talk about the time aspect in webcomics. There's the downside that if you've got something with a story, if you're doing a long form webcomic, things are gonna take a while to get out there.
Webcomic time.
Yeah. But I want to talk about that as a plus too, because when I was starting out, I really liked how webcomics resembled some of my favorite TV or manga or game series that I was reading for years and years and years. And even though they took forever, you could really get to know the characters over a longer span of time. And that felt really special to me, and that felt something that I could also achieve with webcomics. And I had control of whether it stopped or continued instead of a Netflix executive cutting the costs, right? So,
mm-hmm.
So that's something that, like, you know, we still do have TV shows, we still do have game series, but publishers control those. And we've been seeing more and more that capitalism is making people like say, actually, that's not a profitable way to tell a story. Okay, so we're not going to do that. And webcomics to me are one of like the last guys standing like, yeah, actually, we are going to do that because that's the story I want to tell. Okay. So
webcomics are like the zine scene to comics stores, to that sort of big two sort of setup in that regard, I think. Because it's like, you know, still a bit of a Wild West where you can still get out there and tell your story without, you know, too many strings attached.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also worked out for me because it's a blend of a lot of things I enjoy. You know, we talk about the art and we talk about the writing aspect, but I also really like the side stuff like web development and online community building. I think those are really special aspects of a webcomic that we don't always think about when we're first starting out, like as a thing of value. But over the years, gosh, they've been like, it's just been so nice, especially the community. And I do meet people who don't really pursue community stuff or they see other creators as competition. And one of the things I love that once you get into webcomics, it's really not what it's about. Like you're really missing out on some good stuff if you don't reach out to your peers and figure out what's going on. But the fact that you even have that option in webcomics is so cool.
The community aspect is fantastic. And also motivating when you are approaching community with the right mindset. It's just like everyone's just vibing about comics and you're like, oh, yes, I need to work on this. And it just pumps you up and everyone lifts each other up and it's chef's kiss.
So good.
Absolutely. It's so good. And I do want to say, though, like if you're putting something out there and expecting something back quickly, whether that's money or lots of followers or clout or people immediately obsessing and theorizing over your blorbos, like that might be tricky and you might want to adjust your expectations.
Nothing in webcomics is quick.
Nothing is quick. I knew when I started, I was like, okay, I'm 12 pages in. I'm going to do character polls about who people's favorite characters are. I'm going to offer merch. I'm going to have fan art. But like, and the truth is I was eventually able to do those things, but it took like 5-10 years before people were invested enough in the story to like approach me with fan arts and things. So it's just like, you do have to kind of temper your expectations. You do kind of have to keep in mind if you see other successful webcomic artists that like they've been working at it for years too, and it's not like an overnight success sort of thing. And I feel like one of the cons is that if you're not careful with your mental state, you can go down some unhealthy paths with that. So you know, just something to keep in mind. Definitely still pursue webcomics if that's a story that you're passionate about telling and you think it's a good medium for it. But there's some downsides too with the community in terms of sometimes it's hard to not compare yourself to other people and you know, just kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah. But I feel like that's a part of any medium of storytelling, is like, whether even if you're writing a book, if you're making an animated series as your first thing, which kudos to you if that's where you decide to go, but you're going to inevitably compare yourself to others, and like, so really a lot of these pros and cons are just for many things, but I think it's some of them tend to be amplified with webcomics because you are wearing all of the hats. You are the, in most cases, sole creator, marketer, advertiser. I guess that's the same thing. designer, writer, everything all at once. So you are taking all of that feedback and fallout, and like the good and the bad is all coming yes. to you. Whereas in a lot of other situations, you may be working in more of a team. And so it's dispersed and it's not just directly piling on top of you and your many piles of hats. Yeah. That you're
so wearing. I, again, and that's something that community can help with a lot when you get into a community with your peers, because then you can kind of talk things out. And I always recommend finding a little space of people who are, you know, doing the same things, kinds of things you're doing, and just being able to vent when you need to, or celebrate when you need to, and just because they know what you're going through. We all go through that. So yeah, I think it's a fun little endeavor for sure. So once you decide that webcomics are right for you, how do you build the scaffolding behind a webcomic? What kinds of things do you do to plan and organize your comic, both, you know, mentally and practically? What's that routine look like?
Well, the big thing that you got to consider, I think, when you're getting started with getting everything together for your comic, is you got to know why you're making it, because that sort of determines everything else. Are you making this webcomic to try and sort of break into the comics, you know, industry? Or are you doing it to make money off your comics? Or are you doing it as a side hobby to, you know, sort of just tell your story as you want to? Each of those different things has a sort of different tack that you would take with it. For instance, I would approach comics much differently if it was like day job material, or like I'm doing this, you know, to support a budding art career. I would, if it's, you know, I'm working a day job and then doing the comic at night. That's what I'm doing. But I think those are two different approaches. So you have to sort of understand at the beginning, okay, what do I want to get out of this at the end? Because that sort of sets, you know, how often do you work on your comic? Is it a 2 hours every day sort of deal? Or is it I set a couple days a week to set aside to work on the comic so that the other days can be used for your own spoons or for your day job or for family or for whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a really healthy approach, because I feel like sometimes if it's just a hobby, you don't want it to feel like work. You don't want it to necessarily take up all of your free time. And that balance is really important to achieve.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of figuring out and a lot of not getting it right. A webcomic is a big endeavor, and you're going to feel that at times, especially when it's, you know, you're getting too close to like a post date, or you have an upload night. The amount of times I've uploaded, finished a page at 11 o'clock at night to hit upload at midnight while doing the day job webcomic shuffle was, you know, so many people do that. And that's, you know, it's a stressful way to live. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's normal. Like that's, and it's okay to understand that. So I know for me, I'm currently in the pre-launch phase of my next webcomic. And I know for me, I set it up so, okay, I'm going to do one chapter at a time in bulk when it's done. No deadlines, just three. The goal is 3 chapters a year, and we post when it's done. And for me, with balancing a challenging day job, it helps manage the stress and the pressure of a weekly update. Whereas for a lot of people, the weekly update helps keep the train moving, and it's part of a well-oiled machine that gets tuned over the first couple chapters. There's so many just different ways you can do it, and that you can tailor how you want to upload and how you want to share it with the world based on how you want to manage the comic yourself.
A lot of this type of stress is definitely something you have to consider, and what buffers are for. I personally am terrible at garnering a buffer, but it is so worth it when you have one, because
it so is.
Like, especially if comics are your part-time gig, if they're part-time, by definition, you will have other full-time aspects of life that are bound to get in the way. And just having a buffer allows, like, whether you're full-time comicking or not, it allows you to have room for life to happen without interrupting your comic. And so that's also something to consider. Do you want to take the time to build up a buffer before you start posting? How much of a buffer? You also want to kind of figure out the format of your comic. And like once you have all this mindset things, then you get into the nitty gritty of, okay, what do I physically want my comic to be? Do I want it to be able to be printed in standard comic book form? Do I want to have it in a scroll format so it kind of is easier to read on a mobile device, but harder to print down the line because you would have to potentially reformat it? what type of, like, do you want to do black and white? Do you want to do colors? I feel like this is getting into like the fun aspects of figuring out the comic, like figuring out the color palettes, the way you want to do the characters, the art style, all of that. It is
so fun.
That's where I'm at in my comicking, in my current comic development, is figuring all of that out. It's taking me forever, but it's so fun. But yeah, and I think a big thing that we've kind of been reiterating is web comics are a lot. So you need to find whatever method you're doing, you need to find something that fits your lifestyle. You don't have to post multiple times a week if it means that you're stressing and burning yourself out and end up quitting comics as a whole. It is good to post consistently and have a regular frequency if you can manage it, but it's not a necessity. And it's more important that you take care of yourself and find something that you can maintain long term, whether it's posting in a batch like Rennie plans to do, or just posting once a month or once a week or every other week is a great thing. Your readers will stay reading once you have them hooked on your story. Like they will keep coming back as long as the content keeps coming, regardless of how frequently it's there. Obviously, in today's world of instant content and internet, people really like when they have everything immediately, one after the other. But you don't have to do that. And it's okay to not do that if it means that you're keeping yourself healthy and enjoying the process. Because you should be enjoying and having a blast doing your webcomic. I feel like that carries over into the content you create, and like people will be able to tell if you're loving what you're doing, or they'll also, on the counterpoint, they'll be able to tell if you're just pushing it out to get it out and not having fun doing it. If that.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I'm one of those people who does like a weekly schedule, or I post 2 pages a week, and it helps keep me on track, and it was something that I figured out was something that was sustainable for the time that I had. And I also feel like having some plans together in terms of like the environment, the world, the rules of your world and stuff like that. That's also a really fun part to plan. You get things down. So yeah, even if you don't have like the plot 100% hammered down, sometimes the world building stuff is really fun, or the visual development for this is how this is gonna look, or these are these characters and stuff. I do feel like there's a danger that sometimes folks can get stuck in the planning phase and the comic pages never happen, which isn't the worst hobby in the world, right? Like if this is your hobby and you just want to like...
Why are you calling me out like that?
No, no, I feel like it's, you know, it's fun to do that. But for me, I did need to like kind of get things started and acknowledge that you're going to learn a lot as you go. You know, for you guys, it's not your first webcomic. So it's, I feel like that's a thing that like, maybe you get a little more sense of what you want to do, but you're going to learn so much as you go, and just leaving room for that and leaving room to adjust your process is a good thing.
On my first real attempt at a webcomic, this was before I made Cape Blast, I spent like, I think 6, maybe 7 years trying to pick away at a story, and I ended up scrapping it like 3 different times. It was this big convoluted high fantasy thing. And eventually it got to the point where I'm like, am I ever going to actually tell this?
Yeah.
And I ended up scrapping the whole thing and starting Cape Blast on a whim of, all right, we just got to do the thing. Cause you know, we say this a million times, but the best way to learn to make comics is make comics. Mm-hmm. So you have to find a point where it's like, okay, this isn't perfect, but no comic is perfect. So jump in and get started.
Yeah, I guess that's a good question. Like, when do you know you're ready to launch? Do you like, when do you stop? When do you go?
Never. But if you're me, just kidding. I really am stuck in the Well, not stuck. I have thumbnails, okay? I have thumbnails for my first chapter. So I at least have something more than the world building and the character design. I'm making progress slowly but surely. But honestly, like, you can start posting as soon as you have one page. I can't say I would recommend that, but you technically could if you really wanted to. I think a big thing people get stuck in, especially once you have all the, so let's assume you have your world building, you have your character design, and you have a few pages. Like Rennie said, the best way to learn comics is by doing comics. And given that, it is expected that you will improve and grow and change over the course of your webcomic. And if you're planning out a huge buffer before you post or whatever, you might end up getting stuck in what we like to call lovingly reboot hell, where you just keep going back to your first pages and keep refining them to try to make them perfect before you put them out in the world. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to have everything be perfect, be the most phenomenal art pieces in the world. The important thing is to get it out there and just press that start button. And I think another thing is because it's a launch, you're launching a webcomic, a lot of people have this concept that a launch needs to be this huge, momentous event. Like, you're getting advertisements out like weeks in advance. You're like planning this huge celebration party, and then it gets to the day and you're posting a few pages.
Yeah.
And that's all of your comic. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. It's great to celebrate that. But like, if you take a step back, you're doing all of this excitement for something that barely has enough content for a reader to start really getting into your story and loving it the way you do. And I think kind of taking that perspective of a launch having to be a big thing, and maybe moving it to like, oh, you're finishing up your chapter, or you're getting to the like the inciting incident or the climax of your story. Like, save your big, huge efforts of launch, air quotes, launch moments, for the parts of your story that people can relate to and actually like be as excited for as you are. And having like that perspective shift means you don't have to have your first page of your webcomic be this massive thing, and you're not going to have expectations that thousands of people will read your first page and potentially not meet those expectations because it's one page. Launching a webcomic doesn't have to be as big of a deal as we all make it out to be in our heads.
Absolutely. And I feel like that also, like, people get hung up in, especially folks like myself who host on a custom site. People can get hung up in the, oh, well, I'm launching. The site has to look. No, it doesn't. For page one, the site doesn't have to look good. Just has to be readable, and just get the webcomic site working so that you can actually have your work out there. And then you can add in all the bells and whistles, like a nice cast page or a really cool lore dump page or other sites for fan art. Those can come later, but set your web design for simple to start, and then you can grow from there. And that way you're putting less pressure on yourself and less work on yourself that might be holding you back from launching, because you might feel, oh, well, I have to do this big thing in order to get it up. Whereas what's more important to be thinking about for your launch is things like, okay, once this is up, what is my schedule going to look like to be sustainable towards this? Do I know what my character's motivations are? Do I know a general plot ABC? It doesn't have to be a detail, but do I have a general idea of the start, middle, and end? Those are things that, if once you have a good idea, you can get started. And I wouldn't get started too much unless you have that big framework. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be detailed. Like, you don't have to know Blorpo moved his hair from left to right on chapter 19, page 37. You don't have to know that. You just have to know X does X at the end. And you will, the beautiful thing about webcomics time is, as long as you have a buffer that you feel comfortable with, you can then complete it as you go and finish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't like traditional publishing where you have to have your story and your pages complete from start to finish before you start posting. And that is, I think that's one reason all of us decided to do webcomics is because of that freedom and availability. And I think it's like, if you're starting at the very top of your quality of your abilities, you have nowhere to go but down. Like if your website is this flawless thing from the very beginning, that's fantastic, but you don't have a lot of room to keep going on your journey and keep improving. And if you start when you're ready, as ready being like you have content, you have enough buffer, and you just want to start posting, regardless of how perfect your website, if your website doesn't have everything or whatnot, like Rennie said, you have so much more room to grow. And I think that you can embrace that space that you have given yourself and embrace the journey that you're about to go on when you do start posting and sharing your webcomic.
Yeah, I think to that point, it's like we have all these hats and we have the things. So when you're looking at everything together, are you really, really far ahead in one category and not so much in the other? Like, have you not even crossed the start line and planning your thing, but you've got this like amazing website? Like, that might be an indicator that you're more interested in being a web developer than a webcomic artist, which, gosh, we need them. So please pursue that.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
But yeah, just in terms of like, where are you putting your time? What does this look like? Is this sustainable? Or are you saying, I'll think about that later. I'll think about that later, to like four different categories of things. I also think, since a lot of us come from art backgrounds, we do kind of put that emphasis on aesthetics, like, oh, everything has to be fancy and perfect, and I have to have some cool like intro video or you know, mind-blowing first page and
bump of chicken anime intro.
Oh gosh, no, you don't. You really don't. I mean, I get the AMVs playing in my head too. I promise you, you don't have to have that. And you're gonna get, I find like over time, I just got more stamina. Like even if I was only spending, an hour a day on a page or whatever, like, the more I practiced, the more I could do in that hour, the better the end result looked in that hour. So you really have all kinds of time. To Miranda's point, there's so many things that you can celebrate in terms of like where the story is going, and you don't have to have this huge launch plan like you might have to have for a Kickstarter funding or something. So just absolutely celebrate the launch and plan on continued celebrating, because people will pick up on that vibe for sure. And I know we talked a little bit about websites just now, which is like one of the more practical things. Like, you need a place to post the webcomic, right? Like, what kinds of things are you, what kind of places do you all post your webcomic? What do you have experience with? And like, what are some good options for that in this day and age?
I've always been a build your own site girly. I've taken like HTML classes since like,
yes,
middle school. I'm a big geek, though. I stopped learning at about 2011 with CSS, so I am missing all of web 2.0. I'm a web 1.0 girl.
I'm same way. Gosh,
I like personally having that power, because then it's the only thing you're worrying about is, all right, is my server going to be up or not? Or, and you can sort of do the design yourself. You can make it look however you want, if provided you put in the time to learn the skills. You could even pay someone to build it for you. There's lots of people who really love building websites for webcomics. And you can do that and have a really professional looking site. And the only things to really consider, though, with that is it can be a bit expensive depending on where you go. And it does have an inherent sort of maintenance to aspect to it. Whereas if you're hosting on a different site that does that for you, where it's they're doing the hosting, you don't have to worry about that, but you sacrifice some of the, you know, freedom.
Mm-hmm. A good balance, if you're wanting kind of the full personal website aspect, but you're not ready to commit to like finding your own web host, developing your own site from scratch, all of those big details that are required in having your own website, is one of my personal favorites, Comic Fury. It's an amazing free site. It's hosted for free. You can post your comics. It essentially functions as a independent website. And you have a lot of freedom. If you learn a little bit of CSS and HTML, you can have a lot of wiggle room in designing your site and making it look the way you want. That's what I've used for my webcomics, especially starting out. Eventually, I would like to have my own website of all of my work and such, but I'm not quite there yet. So Comic Fury is a great free option for me and gives me enough of the freedom in design and aesthetics that I want, and without the commitment of and time consumption of designing my own website and having the hosting and everything myself. So,
I think with Comic Fury, you can, if you want to spend like 10, 20 bucks a month, you can buy a domain name and hook it up with your Comic Fury. So you can still have like blurbocomics.com, but it redirects to your Comic Fury. It's so cool.
Yeah. So you can even have your own domain. Like there's a lot of possibility with it and potential, especially considering it's free. And the guy that runs it is great and very helpful. Really 10 out of 10 experience for me. So definitely recommend looking into
not
them.
Sponsored.
Yeah. Not sponsored, I promise, but highly recommend them.
We just like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around for years. Like, I feel like the community there and the websites and stuff, like, they really care about stuff. So I hear nothing but good things about them.
Yeah, and there's always new features being added. And really, it's a great – I really love them. Love that website so much.
It's really, like – it really is a great place because you see so many people of, like, do you know do you know HTML and CSS? Yes. They go to build a site. No, immediate Comic Fury, and mm-hmm. you get a nearly identical result.
Yeah.
And so it's, you don't have to be this super techie code nerd to have a webcomic website these days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. But stepping away from the website aspect, is there are other places you can post. Some of the more popular ones are Tapas and Webtoon. You have less freedom in what you can post. It's mainly you're just posting your pages. You don't have room to really do like a cast pages and about this comic pages and things like that. You're really just putting your comic itself on there, but it's hosted. And it's the nice thing about places like that is it kind of comes with a built-in community and built-in, I can't think of a better word but than this, so I'm going to say advertising, like advertisement, in that people can browse and find your comic more than just like if you have your own website, people have to go to your website to see your comic. Whereas if you're using someplace like Webtoon or Tapas, if they're on Tapas and Webtoon already, it's possible they'll come across your comic as part of their wandering about in those apps and those websites. So those are also free options and a great way to get your comic out there and have it available for readers across different platforms. And it never hurts to do multiple of these options if you can manage them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to give a shout out that we have some really good guides on ScreenTonesCast.com for finding web hosting when you were if you want to put together your own site. And we also have ones about webcomic platforms like Tapas and Webtoon, but there's some other stuff out there too. There's like Dilly Hub. There's some other things if you want to do like specific PDFs, and they all have like different things going for them and different audiences that they reach. There's a lot of little ecosystems out there, I want to say.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, yeah. The downside is like they're pretty much all run by, you know, businesses or corporations. So if you're making not safe for work stuff or things that might infringe on like the Apple Store rules of things, then they might censor your content in a way you don't like. And that's where the beauty of like self-hosting kind of comes in, because you never have to worry about the rules changing on you. So that's a thing. Regarding like web hosting stuff, you do have to have like the host part of it. And then a content management system is usually what people do. Grolix is one that we use a little bit. There are WordPress comic themes like Tutiki or Comic Press. And there's also Rarebit, which is kind of an HTML template that you copy and paste. And those are free options, but they're all dependent on individual developers kind of maintaining them. So those options sort of change over time in terms of desirability, depending on what people are supporting. So my best recommendation when you're starting out your webcomic is to get into a community and ask what people are using and what's being maintained right now, if you want to do that. But I know one popular thing, if you're not really scared of code, but you don't want to spend any money, people are using NeoCities now with the Rarebit template. I'm going to sound a little techie right now in that they aren't database driven. Your space on NeoCities is not database driven, so you won't be able to use like a CMS that references a database. But the Rarebit template is basically you cut and paste the code and you swap in different images and stuff. So it is very hands-on, do it yourself, learn the code, but it's free. So if you're a tech girly like me or any, that might be a cool thing to pursue. And
free is hard to fight.
We love free.
Yeah. And again, community is your best friend. Like, please, please, please join a community, ask your website questions. We love to answer them, because it's just, it's always exciting to be able to own your own site and do things. And to Miranda's point, that isn't mutually exclusive from having a platform presence. So you can have both ways, basically, I think. And that's one of the nice things about, you know, you own your comic, you get to decide what to do with it. So I don't know. I'm just excited. I feel like I've been established on my own website for a while, but I feel like I want to launch a new comic now. Oh, gosh.
Delphi, we have a episode for you called Ending a Webcomic.
Oh.
You might want to listen to that.
Jobs fired.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair though. I think that's fair. Okay. Well, I don't know if we have anything else here. I think we could kind of wrap it up, if we're all feeling good about this, so everyone can stop listening and work on their comics.
Yes,
for sure. I have been Delphina. And you can find my webcomic Sombulus at sombulus.com.
And I've been Rennie, and you can find my work at aetherstarcomic.com.
And I've been and will continue to be Miranda, and you can find my work at mirandacakes.art.
All right. Let's go make webcomics. Yay.
Thank you for listening to Screen Tones, a webcomic podcast. You can find all our episodes at screentonescast.com. We've got a couple links over there to our Ko-fi and merch shop, where your support will help us create more episodes and keep us talking about anything and everything webcomics. You can also find us on YouTube, Blue Sky, Tumblr, and our Discord server. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, rating, and supporting, and we'll see you next time.